Well, welcome back, Michigan. It's your favorite radio intern sitting in for Paul W. Smith, and I get to hang out with another good friend this afternoon, Jim Holcomb, the president and the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Jim, thanks so much for taking time. I know it's a really busy day for you.
Busy day, but wouldn't miss it. I appreciate you doing it. You sound great on the air. It could be the second career.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there's a reason why I don't get asked to do this on television. Well, and actually, you just hosted a radio show just the other day, and thank you for inviting me. I couldn't make it, but
nope,
we'll just keep trading interviews.
That's right. Keep talking back and forth.
So, Jim, the Michigan Chamber, so well-respected, so often considered one of the most influential entities in the state of any kind. You represent businesses across every corner of this state. What are businesses telling you? What are they most concerned about?
Well, first, they're optimistic. They always are in Michigan. You know, business owners, you know, your members, the entrepreneur is optimistic by nature. But what they're concerned about is just making sure we continue forward and that we're actually tackling problems, trying to be practical problem solvers and finding real solutions, whether it's education, economic development, tax structures. Michigan has challenges, but there's nothing we can't overcome. We just need to be serious about it.
You know, one of the things that you and I and our counterparts at SBAM and Michigan mm-hmm. Manufacturers, the Grand Rapids Chamber, BLM, are constantly talking about is how, you know, Michigan's house is really on fire mm-hmm. In terms of our huge drop in per capita income and educational achievement and, you know, all sorts of metrics. What's your take on what's happening in Michigan?
My take is it's time to put a stake in the ground, to take action. We can't accept the status quo anymore. We've talked about a lot of these problems for decades. And it's time to actually have meaningful solutions put forward, engage our policymakers, get the public engaged. That's one of my biggest concerns. We need the public more engaged, raising their voice, telling their elected leaders what they want. But I believe what we can do is we can move forward if we're focused on a few goals. And I always come back to education. I just think that's a cornerstone of economic prosperity in Michigan for all of our families.
And, I mean, you've been in Lansing much longer than I have, and your offices are here. You have, mm-hmm. you have your own beautiful building up the street here. What are your thoughts on, you know, the prospects of bipartisan long-term compromise, especially around public K-12 education?
I'm cautiously optimistic that if enough of us lean into it, engage, we can get it done. At some point, policymakers, they have to be serious enough. We have to have statesmen more than politicians. We have to worry about the long-term consequences for our kids and for our families and for our communities, and not so much for a political career. So we need to just demand action by people, and it comes to you, myself, all of us need to lean in, and we have to be the first ones to stand up and say, the status quo isn't good enough, and we need change.
Does today's political system even allow that? I mean, does today's political system allow, you know, a Democrat to mm-hmm. reach over the aisle to a Republican and get enough Democrats and Republicans to kind of do something together without their constituencies or their donors, for mm-hmm. that matter, you know, flipping out?
Yeah, I think it makes it very difficult, but all it takes is one or two to start. We're in such tight margins in the House and the Senate that I think it is possible, but you're right. It's absolutely an uphill battle, but it's one worth waging.
Couldn't agree with you more. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked today on Focus is the big news that the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, made mm-hmm. yesterday with a very bold tax reform proposal worth something like $4 billion. Mm-hmm. Has the Michigan Chamber had a chance to look at this, and what are your initial thoughts?
Haven't had a chance to look at it. We're going to wait for the bills to get introduced. It's always about reading it because the words matter. Appreciate the speaker putting something forward. This is a big monumental change, $4.7 billion, shifting to a sales tax on services, reducing property taxes on the other side. And what we're looking for is we want to make sure that there aren't unintended consequences and that we use real economic data, that we're transparent in the debate, and that it's a meaningful debate, that it's not politically driven. We want to make sure that this is going to be something that benefits Michigan families, Michigan businesses, and economic prosperity for everyone. It's certainly not an easy lift. I commend anybody who's willing to put a politically charged issue forward, but now we have to make sure that we're transparent and having good, full, thoughtful debate.
You know, our previous guest was Richard Shuba, our pollster from the Glenn Gariff Group, and one of the questions that we asked in our poll that hit the streets this week was around high-tech jobs and data centers, mm-hmm. and we got two very different responses.
Yep.
So when you ask Michiganders, you know, should we be pursuing high-tech jobs, should we be incentivizing them, going after them, bringing them to Michigan, an easy 90% said, mm-hmm. absolutely, we need to be doing that. Then we asked the question about data centers. Should we be supporting and building data centers that support those very high-tech jobs in Michigan? And let's just say we got a very different response.
Yeah.
Michiganders were basically saying, I really don't know about data centers, mm-hmm. but what I know about them, I don't like them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the concerns I have. So much of our information is driven on social media, and so much of social media is just unchecked, unverified. And we need to make sure that we are dealing with facts. I'm, you know, very happy. I want to thank you and your colleagues at the Detroit Chamber partnering with us at the Michigan Chamber. We're going to do a data center study and really look at what is the true impact. What are the economic concerns with it? What are environmental concerns? What are energy concerns? We have to deal with these serious issues from a position of debating facts, not emotion. And so we're looking forward to that and really trying to educate the public, because it's up to them. They're the ones that are going to make their voice heard at the ballot box in an important election year, and we need to make sure that they're well informed.
Well, and Jim, if we become a state, and maybe in some ways we already are, where we're against anything new,
mm-hmm.
My friend who runs the Ann Arbor Spark, mm-hmm. Paul Krutko, has a phrase called cave people,
yep.
citizens against virtually everything.
Well, we're getting to that far too often. There's a lot of NIMBYism, and again, it's being driven by social media. You can be very vocal and have a couple people and drive an agenda, and I think it's very damaging, because our community, citizens, and the entire state is looking for how do we move forward, not now in the next year, 3 years, 5 years, for the next 10, 20, 30 years. We need to have to make sure we have the infrastructure. A data center is a piece of infrastructure just like a road, and we need to make sure, if we're going to make this conversation meaningful, what are people's concerns? We need to hear concerns, and we need to address them. Either educate them and say they don't exist, or, you know what, that's really valid, how are we going to deal with it, and not be scared of the debate.
Exactly. I love the analogy to roads. I mean, imagine Michigan if we chose not to build roads, airports, mm-hmm. railroads, right? You know, because all those things had an impact, right? But
yeah.
they drove economic growth. They drove our prosperity.
Yeah, and we need to focus on prosperity, and that means looking forward to having some vision. Hopefully you get that from all of our policy leaders today, tonight from the governor.
Well, Jim Holcomb, Michigan Chamber, you're a great friend, you're a great guest, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate all you do.
All right, we'll see you later tonight.
All right,
folks, we'll be back.